Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, a mixture of sun and clouds, windy, high around the mid-50s. In the area right now, we have Kenosha with 51 degrees, 47 in Burlington, Milwaukee 52, also 52 degrees in Racine. Southeast Wisconsin dodging the full impact of a rapidly moving storm system early this morning. It came from the west, then it disappeared over Lake Michigan. Along the way, a thunderstorm watch a few hours before midnight, then a thunderstorm warning at about 12:30 this morning. It lasted roughly 45 minutes. The warning included the possibility of 60-mile-an-hour winds and pea-sized hail. The winds did kick up to that velocity. It led to power issues for We Energies all over its service area and repair crews scrambling from one site to another. Law enforcement had to be unfolding stop signs for a time at locations where the signals went dark. They also had to occasionally stop squad cars to remove tree limbs and other debris off the roads. Those power repairs, by the way, are continuing at this hour all around southeast Wisconsin. Well, because it's one of Racine's major intersections, a two-vehicle crash last night at 16th Street and South Memorial Drive caused some related detours for just over an hour. Both drivers went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The vehicles headed in opposite directions when the crash occurred at about 7:40 p.m., the initial report suggesting a signal violation by one of the drivers. Caledonia's Village Board sending a message to the governor and the legislature's Joint Finance Committee about the need to complete I-94 road work in Racine County and not divert required money elsewhere in the state.
I felt it was necessary to get something out there in our support for funding that was going to be taken away to be moved around the state, and we not get ours back until potentially 2024 to 2028.
Interim Village President Kevin Wongard telling his colleagues the governor and company need to be officially made aware of the economic development importance with upgrading that portion of the interstate. Debbie Ford will remain the chancellor at UW Parkside, announcing yesterday she is not chosen as the next president of Wright State University. In her message to Parkside's faculty and staff, Dr. Ford said that she believes everything works out for the right reason and she is grateful for the support of her colleagues. Said her focus remains on advocating for the investment by the state in Parkside, sustaining the positive momentum across the campus, being a champion for the Parkside Civic Action Plan, launching the planning process for the 50th anniversary year, and celebrating student success. Dr. Ford, one of three finalists for that Wright State position. The Racine Unified School Board will not authorize a $35,000 payment to the Village of Sturtevant as part of the process for a permit Village leadership says is needed for the district to open the real school classroom component at the newly acquired Sportsplex site in Renaissance Business Park. Board President Mike Frontier reading a statement at last night's work session that said the board felt a payment was not appropriate. Village has sent a letter to the school district outlining terms and conditions for the real school. President Steve Jansen indicating they were looking to make up some of the lost tax revenue. What appears to be a standoff at this point could either lead to some behind-the-scenes discussion or a rather interesting meeting Thursday night of the Sturtevant Plan Commission with Racine Unified representatives. Meanwhile, the Racine School Board, during a work session last night, got a facilities planning update from administration, specifically the Real School in Sturtevant, Alternative Education Center on Northwestern Avenue, and the Science Labs and CTE Extension at Horlick High School. Chief Financial Officer David Hazen explaining the alternative education site in the old Curtin Clinic building to become the home to the virtual school and Turning Point Academy. That still needs a contractor, while the Real School RFP is still being utilized in that process.
The priorities this summer will be to provide space for the TPA program, Turning Point Academy, because we want to move that from the church into our facility. In addition, the other priority in there is to create a virtual learning home. I think virtual doesn't need a home, but they do need a home. That would be the other priority.
The real school build-out is going to be Riley Construction, and with a specific budget going in, the CTE addition at Horlick, that'll need a costlier outside look to the street per city design standards. The science labs, he said, would begin to become available this fall, the rest a year from now, due to the needed time-consuming casework that's involved.
The initial thought was that the CTE building could be a more of a metal building with a brick facade on the lower part but the zoning requirement is more strict than that, and they're going to require us to do footings and do actual masonry work all the way up on the side that faces the road. So that project had been estimated at about $500,000 and now is going to be about $650,000.
Hazen said that in addition to those three major projects starting this summer, the district has 9 other capital projects, including 4 schools targeted to have their floors replaced and more painting of buildings. The driver of a pickup truck who allegedly admitted smoking marijuana minutes before a crash that killed his passenger last March has pleaded guilty to homicide by a vehicle through the use of a controlled substance. 21-year-old Christopher Hetchler of Racine entered that plea yesterday. He'll be sentenced in May. The accident at the intersection of Highway 20 and 90th Street, witnessed by a Mount Pleasant police officer, taking the life of Aaron Lundquist. Police indicated that Hetchler had failed to yield the right-of-way while making a left turn. The vehicle struck by the pickup truck on the passenger side, driver of the other truck not hurt. A resolution that would have urged the mayor of Kenosha to put funding into the next capital improvement plan to buy body cameras for all police officers has been pulled in favor of a scaled-back request. At last night's city council meeting, Alderman Kevin Matheson said that he and Alderman Mitchell Peterson changed the scope of their resolution.
Instead of asking the mayor to put it in the budget for next year, we're basically going to urge the state, hopefully if it passes, to adopt rules and regulations that govern body cameras.
Matheson said that the new proposal came out of meetings with the mayor, the police chief, and the district attorney, and he believes this new resolution is something on which they can all agree. That proposal expected to be referred to a committee in the coming weeks. Some eastern Racine County residents and officials concerned that proposed federal budget cuts by President Trump for Great Lakes projects will mean a few homes might eventually fall into Lake Michigan. The village of Mount Pleasant applied, of course, for federal funding last year through the Army Corps of Engineers to reinforce the bluff, which has been eroding over the years. That application is in limbo right now, pending federal budgets being approved. Some of the neighbors took advantage of the county, of course, spending money to secure concrete from a Waukegan runway project as a temporary measure. Well, the public may have only learned about Caledonia's Fred Hermes being told he can't have tours to his basement to see the old theater setting and to hear him play the 1926 Wurlitzer organ, but the village board has known about the code problems there for some time.
I've given you updates frequently about the Fred Hermes situation and his organ recital facility, and there was an article this weekend. Public's kind of stepping up and looking at ways they can potentially help him out, so we're working with anybody who's interested to try it. It'd be nice to keep them up in operation, but it can't happen right now.
Caledonia's administrator Tom Christensen commenting after nobody spoke about the issue at the board meeting last night. The 91-year-old Hermes suggesting annoyance in the Journal Times story about his at-home tourist attraction being shut down at least for the time being. The location where so many thought that CVS should have targeted for placing a store on the west side of Racine instead of a few blocks to the east, the former Marcus Cinema 1 and 2 movie theater site, now it's targeted for demolition to create a town bank, including a drive-through. A public hearing is on the City Plan Commission agenda for Wednesday afternoon from Midland Commercial Development Corporation of Waukesha. And the president of Wispark LLC, Jerry Frankie, is going to retire June the 15th. Wispark, a subsidiary of WEC Energy Group, going to transition out of the commercial real estate development business and instead rely on its partnerships with Centerpoint Property Trust and Zilber Property Group for its commercial real estate needs. Jerry Frankie joined Wispark in 1988, was named the president in 2000, led several major development projects that have included Lakeview Corporate Park in Pleasant Prairie, Grandview Business Park, DeBac Farm Business Park, and the Gaslight Point Project in Racine County, as well as Kenosha Business Park. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.